Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie, the director of Mobius Connect, and I am so happy to have our guest with us here today, Saeed Hassan. So, Saeed, how are you doing today?
Peggy, I'm doing fine and really nice talking to you with the Mobius Connect team.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We're very excited to talk with you. So to get us started, would you mind introducing yourself to our audience and our listeners with us here today? So would you mind sharing a bit about your background and work experience and what you're passionate about?
My full name is Saeed Munawwar-Hassan. Basically, I'm a mechanical engineer by profession, and I'm always in the field of condition monitoring and reliability for almost 25 years. I spent almost 12 years with SKF doing condition monitoring work and doing some RCM projects. After that, I worked with FAG Industrial Services for almost 3 years. And for the since 2011, I'm running my own company with the name of Plant Asset Efficient Solutions, providing condition monitoring services, trainings, and consultant services to different industries of Pakistan.
That's fantastic, Saeed. You have some amazing experiences. So I know we could probably talk a lot about condition monitoring, but today I'd like to focus in on ultrasound specifically and ultrasound in CBM for energy savings. So to get us started, would you mind sharing a bit about why ultrasound should be used as a part of a CBM program?
Ultrasound is considered to be the first line of defense when looking over the faults that can lead to equipment failures. The first change in the operation state of any asset indicated in ultrasound frequency. So this is why ultrasound is so important, because it is determining even before the PF curve. So CBM always much more depend on the ultrasound techniques.
All right, that's great. So then specifically to our goal of today, which is to talk about ultrasound and CBM for energy savings, how would someone go about using ultrasound in CBM for energy savings?
Ultrasound can be used in a very smart way for energy savings, especially on the electrical side, steamed and compressed air systems. So if we work specifically on those areas, we can save lots of our costs related to the energy losses. So we can work on different ways and means through steam trap monitoring, through valve leakage testing, and also bearing testing on the leakages through mechanical faults.
Okay, that's great. So then, have you found in your experience, Saeed, that ultrasound is also helpful for fuel savings as well?
Yes, ultrasound is a great source of saving the fuel aspects, because most of the steam is produced through the boilers. And if we work specifically on the steam trap monitoring, where most of the steam should be worked properly, so steam trap function should be right, so that the right quantity of the steam can pass, but rest of the thing can be saved. If that steam trap fails in the open position, the lot of steam can be wasted, so that if we work through ultrasound, we can save lots of steam through that, which we can save the overall fuel consumption of the boiler.
All right, and that's fantastic. So then, moving on to my next question up for you here. So how does ultrasound play a part in power savings of a mechanical system?
Ultrasound like play in two ways, mainly in the frictional part and also in the frictional part, like bearing fault frequencies that can be saved, because most of the mechanical failures occurs due to frictional forces, which can be prevented through ultrasound, and we can monitor the lubrication of the bearing, which prevent failure for the mechanical machine.
Okay, great. So then how can electrical losses be prevented through ultrasound as well?
if we use the ultrasound in the electrical system, especially when we are checking the corona and arcing effect, that will really help in especially in the substations that can be monitored through ultrasound, and we can find out how much leakages can be done, and it can be prevented by taking corrective actions on the substations so that the electrical leakage can be saved, which really in terms of saving of we can save for the electrical leakages.
Awesome. So Saeed, just another question for you. I'm curious, in all of your experience with ultrasound in CBM, do you have any big success stories or any sort of learning experiences or failures that you think maybe our listeners could learn from, or that you would mind sharing if you're able to?
I have been gone through different scenarios, but one scenario I remember, it's in a paper plant where one of the heat exchanger, while doing conducting the survey for the ultrasound, we were checking the system steam traps. That type of the steam trap was thermodynamic type, and the flow of the steam was high enough so that particular type of the steam trap was not suitable for that, which causes the flow not working properly. And once we checked the steam trap, we found that it is failed in the open position. Once we check all those things by applying the temperature technique as well, so we found that all the steam line is cold, and it's filled with water. And once we go through the identification and the deep root cause analysis, we found that whole of the line was scaled with the scale, and like it was well corroded, that can cause and lead to a big failure of that heat exchanger. So we save that very big explosion or the safety hazard for that particular company.
Wow, that is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that, Saeed. So is there anything else on the topic of ultrasound in CBM for energy savings that you'd like to share, at least in our conversation here today?
Yes, we can promote this ultrasound technique more rapidly, because mainly it is not much used in the CBM programs. It should be part of every industry, and they should use this technique in generally as just like a vibration analysis, because it's the first line of defense. So it can really help to save the machine and the asset life to be enhanced by doing the right practices, which also leads toward the energy conservation of any organization.
Definitely, it's very important, and we feel that way as well. But thank you, Saeed, so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. I know we have a lot of other topics we can talk about in the future, so I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you and getting to learn even more. So thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, Peggy, for your time, and it was really nice talking to you, and hoping to connect with you in the future as well.